Proclamation number 2507, dated the October 12th, 1942. God's will. Commandments. Peace and order. Consequences. It is God's will that you should live in peace with each other, that you help each other with love and bear your suffering together. If you live up to His will, your life will be a peaceful and blessed one. Suffering and sorrow will remain at bay, for then your way of life will benefit your soul. You will practice neighborly love and thereby prove your love for God to Him, and your conduct will be pleasing to God. But how do you relate to each other at the moment? You are fighting each other, you are damaging your neighbors, and heartlessness has reached highest perfection. Hence you must suffer, you must endure much adversity which shall teach you to bear the suffering together and to help each other. The will of God must be complied with. Otherwise the human being violates divine law. The life of a person who adapts himself to divine will can only be a peaceful one, just as everything on earth will be harmonious and peaceful if people accept God's will as their own. But as soon as a person opposes this divine will, a certain disorder will prevail in his life which is not pleasant for him, for the human being testifies to his wrong will by acting in opposition to divine will. Compliance with divine will, order and peace are cause and effect, but likewise suffering, grief, discord and earthly chaos will be the consequences of acting in opposition to divine will. Therefore God gave His commandments so that people should know God's will. He provided certain guidelines for people's way of life on earth, according to which the human being shall conduct his life, and He also informed people of the results if a life does not correspond to these guidelines. The divine commandments were given to benefit people so that he who lives up to them may receive eternal life. Non-compliance, however, will result in the soul's death. Divine will must be observed because, as long as the human being or his soul opposes this will, he still testifies to his apostasy from God, he is still opposed to God. Consequently, his life on earth must be an unpleasant state of affairs for him so that it will impel him into changing his will, so that he joins God, whom he previously had not recognized. For this reason earthly suffering is unavoidably necessary for someone who ignores God's will or utterly opposes Him. God only requires the human being's will to subordinate itself to divine will, so that the human being will do what God, through His commandments, expects him to do, then he will fulfill God's will, and then he will be granted a life of harmony and peace for the soul among the chaos and confusion of the world that was caused by unkindness. Amen.